Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast. Your girl Brittany's here today, where Wednesdays are our favorite day, and I'm just so happy you are here. If you're actually listening to this podcast episode the day it drops, April 3rd, it is my birthday. Yep, today is my birthday. Another year older, another year wiser. I have grown so much over this past year. I feel like a completely new person. And even this whole past 3 years in Michigan has been such a learning experience for me. I have grown so much. I definitely want to do a recap on everything that kind of we've been through, the sacrifice, and just how much has shifted in our world and just growing over the past 3 years. Like, this phase has been so amazing. I wouldn't trade it for the world, even though it's been so challenging. But I truly feel like through challenges, you grow so much and you learn so much about yourself. So I have really enjoyed that phase of growth and pushing myself and seeing how strong I really can be, and just grateful for everything I've experienced. As crazy as it is, I just feel like everything happens for a reason, and I have learned so much through it all. It is a new month, you guys. It is April, the best month of the year. This is actually going to be the most insane month. I am so freaking excited for the month of April. We have so many big milestones happening that we are always going to remember this month. So first of all, it is my birthday. Yes, today is officially my birthday, which is crazy. Darian and I are also celebrating our 8-year anniversary, which is so amazing and incredible. And I cannot believe we've been married for 8 years. Like, I still feel like a child. That's like, wow, that is so long. My mind is blown. And when we do our like 10-year anniversary, I think we want to do like a vow renewal, but we want to wait until we have our complete family. Like, if we're going to have more kids, we want to wait until that time has come. So it's like all of us kind of like sealing our family all together. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I just think that'd be so special to like, oh, this is our little family. Like, we're promising to each other, like, we're always going to be together. I don't know. I just think that'd be so cool. I'd love to do it in like Mexico somewhere at some really cool villa. So that is something that we've talked about for 10 years. I think that'd just be so incredibly special. So yes, birthday, anniversary. We're also closing on our first home in this month. This is so crazy. I feel like even though I'm married and like we both work or whatever, I don't feel like an adult until you've bought your first home. Like, I now, like, once I sign those papers, I'm gonna be like, okay, maybe now I can say I'm an adult. I feel like that's an adult thing. So even though I still feel like a little child in their 20s, but buying a house, and Darian is graduating CRNA school this month. Oh my gosh, 4 major, huge, amazing, beautiful things that I'm grateful for in every way. This is such a monumental month for us, and it's going to be absolutely incredible and amazing. We are starting our next chapter, and part of me has like this tinge of self-doubt that like something bad's going to happen. Like something, oh, it's not going to be as good as you think it's going to be. But I have really been working through that and shove those thoughts out the door. And it's going to be a great month. And no matter what comes, I am choosing positivity and having an optimistic view on it. And I really think we're through the hard times. Like, I think this month really is going to be just so special, and we can make it that way. Our mindset matters, and the way we talk to ourselves and the way we talk about ourselves has a deep impact. And that is something I've really been working on, especially after having so much bad happen last year. This year, I'm like, no, we're owning it. We're trudging forward, positivity, and it is so incredibly powerful. So that is the fun and gain of this week, right? So many big milestones are happening kind of all at once. I can't believe it all falls in this month of April, but that is the fun and gain. So many good things coming this way, and we're manifesting it, and it's going to be the most amazing month of April. For today's podcast episode, I have this really cute idea as I was going on, like, oh, what should I have these episodes be about? And I really want it to be this theme of spring, just new life. I feel like that's such a reflection of me in this phase of life, like winter. I've been so dormant, right? I've been winter, it's been cold, it's been snowy, icy in my life and actually where I live as well. But I just want to spring into my life. And so I've kind of had like springing into this next chapter, and I wanted to kind of go with that for the whole month of April. So there are going to be 4 episodes about this, and I am starting like a little 30-day challenge in the month of April too. I'll talk about that a little bit later in depth through this episode. But this first one is springing into self-care. And then we're going to do like springing into workouts, nutrition, healthy habits. Those are kind of the other episodes as well. So each week it's going to be a lot of those tips and like springing into action, how we can do that, and just inventing and creating and chiseling away at perfecting ourselves and trying to do better every day. So springing into self-care, this is going to be the 30-day challenge for the month of April. The first thing I'm going to do in this challenge, and please join along with me, like I would love to do this together. I would absolutely love that, because maybe you are the same way. Maybe you've also been going through a really tough time and you just want to get things together, or you've just been kind of waiting in this dormant life, like things are getting to be more springy and you're ready to push yourself and start a new challenge. So I think this would be really fun to do together. And I know a lot of you are already doing one of these challenges with me. So the first thing is going to be my 100 rep ab challenge. I actually did post this on my app. So there is a little program that you can do with me. It's more of a challenge because it's not a full program. Like you supplement it with another program. You just throw in these ab workouts, but it is 3 ab workouts a week and they're 100 reps each. So I'm doing this, and I would love it if you did it with me, but I always slack on working abs. Like I just cannot be bothered at the end of my workouts. So I was like, you know what? Let's do this challenge. And I mentioned this in a podcast or two ago where I was like, wow, this has really changed the game for me. And I actually love it. It has to be something that's really not intimidating at all. And like 100 reps, I can easily do that. And I break it up in a way that's really fun. And I actually enjoy it. And I have already been doing this for like 2 or 3 weeks. So the fact that like I know it's sustainable, we can do it together, it's not as daunting, let's freaking do it and actually do our abs and not leave without doing them. You can also do this at home too. Like at least you're doing something if you want to do this. Something's always better than nothing. So doing that, the 100 rep ab challenge, again, that's going to be on my app and it'll be fun if you join with me. If you do, you can do that in another program, which would be absolutely awesome. That's what I'm doing. The second one is to think positively and focus on positivity. I have kind of mentioned this in the beginning of the podcast, right? I am manifesting and making these claims and telling myself this and changing my mindset. The inner dialogue that I am telling myself is so different than what it used to be. And again, I feel like I really have to put like an asterisk, a disclaimer. I have not been able to be as good at this due to my mental health crisis. Obviously, I really have just been going through it. You guys already know, and I just want to be as open and transparent as possible that I actually understand now that there are times when no matter how hard you try to be positive, sometimes you need outside help to even get to a decent place. Like I understand that. I tried so hard for so long and I did as good as I could. I really was trying my best to be positive. I felt like I was doing okay, But as soon as I reached out and got the help that I needed, it genuinely has completely changed my life. And I'm able to think in this positive mindset again. I'm able to think so much clearer and be able to have full sense of hope in myself. And I also feel like that is part of a self-care if you are struggling. And I feel like it's so important to talk about because this is something that's so near and dear to my heart of how it genuinely changed my life, just asking for help, talking to somebody about these things. I'm a completely different person than I was before. Like, I feel like I'm back to myself, the original Brittany that I was before everything had been going on. And that is just what I've been working toward being. And it's just so amazing. So working on this mindset, though, I can now sit and like actually say April's going to be the best month instead of thinking, well, what's going to go wrong this month? What's going to go wrong now? Kind of almost even living in a little bit of the fear of like, oh, this is going a little too well. What's going to happen next? I kind of would have that in the back of my head of like, oh no, like what's going to go wrong now? Or things aren't going as well as I wanted them to. And I just couldn't cope as well. But now everything has changed and I'm able to do that. And it has just changed the game. I'm so much happier, especially just being able to think positively and have hope and to be so positive about everything that's going on, even if it's a little bit more of a challenging day. It's just changed everything. Like having positivity, you're so much happier to be around. You're so much happier to be around for even yourself. And it just puts you in such a better mindset and mood throughout the day as well. And I am a big believer in like momentum. And if you have that positive energy, positive momentum, like things are only going to go up instead of like negativity and pessimism of just like that momentum is bringing you down. So that is a big thing of self-care, is having those inner dialogues be positive, being kind, affirmations, lifting ourselves up. And that is massive. So that is a huge thing for self-care. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. Like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. The next one is spring cleaning the house. This is a huge act of self-care. This is a huge act of time and it is investing, but I promise it will be worth it. And there's no like time frame on this. It does help. I do have a lot of extra motivation because I'm moving, but I have gone through a few rooms, really like Vinny's room and the living room and the pantry, like slowly. I'm getting there slowly because it's been like the past month I've been doing this, but I go through every single item and I say, okay, have we used this while we've lived here? If there's something I haven't used over the past year or 3 years, I can donate that happily. And as I'm going through all of these things, I'm putting some of Vinny's things away. Like if we have a kid in the future, like, oh, my favorite outfits, I'm putting in a bin so that maybe we can reuse. I'm donating them to friends that have, you know, other little kids, like lightly worn items, and then also doing like a Goodwill giveaway donation. So I'm kind of selecting things out like that. And one, it feels really good to be able to donate and provide those for other people. That's very fulfilling. And then two, it just feels so nice to have all of the clutter gone. Vinny's room is completely organized now, and like only the clothes that fit him are in there. And to be honest, you guys, I have not bought Vinny new clothes in so long. It's not like I feel bad, like his clothes still fit him, but they're definitely getting a little bit small. And he's like, Mom, like I've grown so much. These don't fit as well. And I'm like, I know, buddy, we're almost to Florida, because I'm not going to buy him more pairs of pants when we're going to be moving in 2 months. So I've just been doing so much laundry because he has like 4 pairs of pants that still fit him. Because I just like, I'm not going to buy new clothes because I know I'm going to have to buy him a whole like summer wardrobe and lots of shorts and t-shirts and stuff. So he's been such a good sport of like just rewearing the same things and doing a lot of laundry. But yeah, it's just been so nice to declutter, and all of his toys are organized, having a donation pile. It feels so good and clean. And my life is just like, oh, it feels so good to declutter. I have a couple rooms left, like a hall closet. I did our bedroom already, which feels so freaking nice. And like the bathrooms, I just want to go through. And the garage. The garage is the big one. So, you know, it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort to declutter your home and do a spring cleaning, but it makes such a difference. I feel like having a clean home and like an organized home that's not cluttered also helps with my mindset and just helps me have such clarity. So I've loved that. That was a huge part of the challenge, and I'm still working on it, right? Like I haven't finished my house, but still that's the challenge, is to finish that up this month, do a little spring clean. And for you, do the same thing, you guys. Like pick a room. This is the best way to do it, right? My mom always says this, pick a room and just finish it at a time. Like don't start a lot of little projects in each room, pick one room and finish it. Even if it takes you a whole day or 2 days, or like, you know, over the course of a week, you're slowly doing the closet first, and then you'll go through the dresser, and then you'll go through the toys, then the books, whatever it is, like pick one small thing to do a day. That way it really helps you break it up. That's going to be so helpful for you guys. And you are going to feel so good having gone through any clutter, donating it, or even like selling if you have like nicer, bigger furniture, like a TV stand or something. I don't know. But yeah, you guys, we're doing this. We are doing it. The fourth one is to get outside. I cannot wait to do this even more when we move to Florida. But I am really trying to still implement this here. Like this morning, Vinny and I went on a rainy walk and we watched all of the worms. Like we were counting them, and Vinny loves worms because, what is this show? There's like one, it's like Zaboombafoo or something, I think, or Wildcrats. It's like a PBS animal education show. And there was an episode about worms, and Vinny has been obsessed with worms since seeing that. And so like he will rescue them. Like if it's ever a sunny day and he sees a worm out, like, you know, after it rains and then it clears up, he'll be like, I need to save the worms, Mom. So he'll just like pick them up and put them in the grass, because worms do need to like stay moist and wet. And sometimes they get stuck on the sidewalk and then they can't move, and then they, you know, dry up. So Vinny will just like put them back in the grass, because that's what like Chris and Martin did in the show, because they're, what is it, like I don't know exactly what they are. I think they might be like zoologists or something, but it's really cool. So he loves the worms. So we went out, played with the worms, and it was really fun and rewarding, actually. Even though it was sprinkling and kind of raining, it was so nice to get outside in the morning and get some fresh air. And it's going to be so nice to have such a nice sized backyard and patio in this new Florida house, so I can feel like I'm always able to go outside, because it's a little bit limiting with living in a townhome. It's just a little bit different. And something else that I'm planning of doing is starting a garden. I feel like I might have mentioned this before, but maybe not. I love gardening. I truly do, and I cannot wait. I've been waiting so long. My brother's gotten really big into gardening too, and in college, I think I might have mentioned this, but I was a horticulture major at first before I went into communications and PR. I loved it. I had my own garden, and it was very like healing to me. I loved just nurturing the plants and taking care of them and being able to eat my own vegetables that I grew. I'm really looking forward to that again. And if you guys have any gardening tips, or if you live in Florida and like kind of know the seasons a little better, tell me everything. It is going to be so fun to bring you along the journey as well of gardening. Can't wait to like have little YouTube videos of like taking care of my garden. And also, I've been baking my own bread. So proud of myself. So proud of myself. You guys know I've been wanting to do that. I still haven't done sourdough, but I make homemade bread all the time. I think like every Sunday for the past while I've been doing that because I got a Dutch oven for Christmas finally, and it is genuinely so delicious. I did a rosemary and garlic loaf for Easter. Chef's kiss, absolutely divine. Number 5 is to make sleep a priority. This is one that I've called myself out on so much because I definitely would not make this a priority earlier on. I would just wake up extremely early to work and then stay up really late to work. And I've been able to manage my time a little bit better to where I don't need to always wake up extremely early, or just, I'm just really trying to prioritize sleep. And it's made a really big difference. And this has been a huge act of self-care for me because I used to, again, have kind of that like negativity mindset of like, oh, I'm wasting time on sleep. I need to, you know, sacrifice sleep to like get things done. But I'm just in such a better place where I'm like, no, I can sleep in an extra hour, get my full 8 hours of sleep, and that's going to be fine. I'm going to be able to function better. I need it for training. Like, I need that. And I can give that to myself and let go of that mindset that I had around it. That's something I've really grown into over the past year or 2 years of allowing myself to do that. So I think that's really, really cool. And number 6 is practicing gratitude. What's crazy about this is I've definitely talked about this on the podcast about how I have a gratitude journal. As I've been looking back at my journals, they were struggling with even mentioning things of gratitude. A lot of them just mentioned a lot of negativity, and I was like, wow, that's so unlike myself. And ever since like reaching out to get help, I'm able to again focus that mindset on positivity and focus on gratitude, and I am so much happier when I am listing and thinking about all of the things that I'm grateful for instead of all of the things going wrong or all the things that I am stressed out about. And I really am giving myself a lot of grace. For goodness sakes, I really had a bad year, and it's okay that I had a bad year. It's okay. We're not going to be positive and happy 24/7. That is unrealistic. There are some really bad things that happen that we need to grieve about. And it's okay to go through that process and that phase, and it is healthy and it is needed. But getting out of that and finally being able to be positive and think about things that I'm grateful for and have just that switch has completely just changed everything for me. And my gratitude journals are so much better now. I am just so happy and filled with, wow, look at all of the good things that are happening, the small details, the art of noticing those small things and holding on to those and doing things that make me happy and listening to happy music and reading happy books and just filling my life with things that fill up my cup to be grateful for is absolutely amazing and so powerful. And it really helps you with your self-care because that's you showing up for yourself and showing yourself that you deserve to be happy, telling yourself that narrative that you deserve good things, that you are grateful for so much and for everything that you have. And I just think that that is really powerful. Skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you to the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere. And it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty-free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much. I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a glow and go facial set and then a golden glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code FUNGAINS at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to oseamalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off. Last but not least is eating healthy. Of course it is. Of course we have to add in some kind of movement goal and some kind of nutrition goal, right? That is the ultimate way of showing self-care and self-love, is also taking care of our bodies mentally and physically. And I kind of have some ideas of foods that are really rich in nutrients. So I always never shame any food, but it is really good and helpful for your body, and your body needs foods that are rich in nutrients. And you might ask, why? Why do I need that? The reason why you need to eat foods that are rich in nutrients is it provides those nutrients for your body to properly function and fuel. And there are benefits to eating foods that are rich in nutrients because you're providing your body with the vitamins, the minerals, the proteins, the carbs, the fats that your body needs in order to break down. So I'm going to list some of these food items and good things that it can do for you, some ideas for nutrient-rich foods, because I just think education is important. You're like, people say to eat healthy, but why? Why does that matter? For example, blueberries can help increase the levels of antioxidants in your blood, and that helps protect your brain. Cool. That's fantastic. Blueberries, food you eat, is a natural way to help benefit your own body. That's amazing. Apples contain fiber, vitamin C, and a ton of other antioxidants. And apples are so good and filling. And I don't know, they're like one of my favorite snacks to have, like in between meals. I love apples. Bananas are a great source of potassium. They're also high in vitamin B6 and fiber. And it's nice because they're convenient and portable. Like a banana is so easy to just lug around with you. And they're really great. Awesome as a pre-workout snack as well. Oranges are known for their vitamin C content. They also have quite a bit of fiber in them and antioxidants as well. Strawberries help provide vitamin C, fiber, and manganese, and honestly make everything taste better. Chia seeds are nutrient dense as well, and a single ounce, so that's going to be like 25 grams, provides 11 grams of fiber and a significant amount of magnesium, calcium, and a bunch of other nutrients. I know they also have a decent amount of protein in them as well for just a small chia seed, like if you have tablespoons. Bell peppers as well. They come in so many different colors, like red, yellow, green, and it's fun to like test which ones are your favorite. I've been buying orange actually recently. They're so crunchy and sweet and a great source of antioxidants, of vitamin C. Broccoli, probably one of my favorites of all time, has fiber, vitamin C, and K, and it actually has a decent amount of protein compared to other vegetables. Vinny's favorite vegetable is broccoli, like buttered broccoli. He loves it. And I'm like, that's my child, because we both love broccoli. Carrots also have some good fiber, vitamin K, and they're high in carotene antioxidants, which also has a ton of benefits. When it comes to like grains and other things, because that was a lot of fruits and some veggies, quinoa is fantastic and is high in nutrients, especially fiber. And it's also a really good source of plant-based protein. Lentils are another option. They're a type of legume and they're high in fiber and also a really great source of plant-based protein. And then also dairy. I feel like dairy has a lot of minerals, vitamins, protein, and calcium. So you're kind of probably like, oh, why does that matter? Like there's vitamins and minerals and stuff like that. As simply put as I can say, vitamins and minerals are essential for our body functions. And this is so simple as such as like helping to fight infections, wound healing, making our bones strong, regulating hormones. What we eat actually does have a huge impact on our bodily functions that you might not even know or realize. Like if you haven't learned this, then now you have, and you have some education that what you eat can actually really help benefit you. Another one that you probably heard, like another word that you probably heard, was fiber. This really helps you go to the bathroom. It helps maintain your bowel health, which is great. Like, nobody wants to be constipated. Nobody wants to feel that yucky, bloated feeling. Having fiber really helps maintain healthy bowels. It's always silly to talk about that, but like, that is also a huge part of your health. It really is. Protein is also really important. Proteins are made up of chemical building blocks and they're called amino acids. So basically our body uses these amino acids to build and repair muscles, our bones, and to make hormones and enzymes. They can also be used to store like as an energy source, but carbs are predominantly what they pull from. So yeah, build and repair muscles and bones. So that's a big thing that we want to do, is make sure we do have some kind of protein in our diets, right? And carbs are what provide the body with glucose. That glucose is then converted to energy, which is then used to support our everyday living, our energy exertion, physical activity, and typical bodily functions, like energy to move blood throughout your body. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are things going on internally in our body and anatomy that we don't even think is happening, but they are. So yeah. So these are the 7 things I'm going to focus on in this 30-day challenge, springing into self-care. I'm going to be doing my 100-rep ab challenge. I'm going to be working on thinking positively, spring cleaning my house, focusing on getting outside, continue to make sleep a priority, practice my gratitude journal, and then eat healthy. And I gave a bunch of those ideas of like how you can implement that and even a why, because I feel like in order for us to make change, we have to have a why. And once maybe you know, oh, what I eat actually affects simple things of the processes going on in my body, maybe that can help you make the decisions to have some food that is a little bit more nutrient dense and just trickle them in here and there. You don't need to only buy these types of foods at the grocery store. Just try to have them be priority or have them be first, or even just start with incorporating something every day that's little. That is really going to just help set you on the right track, help you form these habits. You don't need to always like only eat these and be exclusive. No, but it is great to be able to have these be a priority. They're also just going to make you feel so much better. You feel the difference. Even when you're working out, you can feel like, oh, I am properly fed. I have the energy. Like, let's go. Everything just works accordingly. So I would love it if you joined me on this self-care 30-day journey, this little challenge. It'll be fun to do together. And I just really am springing into this new chapter, all of these new things coming up. And with today being my birthday, I am want to do all the like freebies. You know how like Sephora, you always get like a birthday thing, or I think like, I don't even like Crumble cookies, but I think Crumble does like a free cookie. I think like Firehouse Subs gives you a sub. I don't know. I kind of want to do all that and like go around with Vinny and get all the freebies. That would be really fun for my birthday. I've never done that before. Last birthday, I was actually flying home from the Lyft Manchester event, and the entire 24 hours was spent traveling, which was a little bit of a bummer. Like, of course I got to come home and celebrate my birthday, but the actual day I was like, oh, that's kind of sad. I have to just, you know, fly home by myself all day. But it turned out to be fine. And honestly, I wouldn't change it for anything. I loved that trip. And then I loved being able to celebrate with my family when I came back home. So yeah, can't believe that. Can't believe it's been a year since that event. Oh my gosh. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's little podcast episode, and I hope you join me on this and have some fun. And we're going to spring clean and wait for the rest of the springing into, you know, what we've got next for this whole month of April. It's going to be an amazing time. We're manifesting it. We're putting that positive energy out there, and whatever comes our way, we're going to be able to handle it with happiness, gratitude, and positivity. So with that being said, I will talk to you all next week for some more fun and gains. Bye. You are listening to the Fun and Gains podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton. Thank you for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Make sure you come back next week for some more fun and gains.
Bye. I love you. Fun and Gains family. Bye. Make sure to comment.